the Austin Peay Experience podcast. I'm your host today, Grayson Nicholson. We're kicking off season three with everybody's favorite mascot, the Austin Peay Governor. Today I'm sitting here with the mascot. I have a few questions for you. Can you tell us a little bit about your story and what got you into being a mascot?
First off, it's nice to meet you, and I'm very excited for this interview. Probably my biggest story, my biggest motivation is just going out there and spreading love, spreading positivity, and spreading that Austin Peay spirit. From an early age, I would always be dancing, you know, having a good time, and I was a really big fan of sports. And so around the time of middle school, growing up, I was given the opportunity to be my middle school's mascot, and that grew into a passion, and that passion led to where I'm at now at Austin Peay. So I'm very grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be out here doing this interview today.
So did they just ask you to be the mascot? Did they pick you out of a crowd and say, we want you to do this?
Yes, so I actually started the pep club for my middle school. And after that kind of like fizzled out with not a lot of people joining it, they just noticed me and they called me up to the office one morning, and I never was called to the office. So I was pretty nervous, and they handed me this giant box and said, we want you to take this and run with it. And do what you do best. And so sure enough, I got the suit, and over the summer before my seventh grade year, I went and did a lot of research on how to be a mascot, the rules and the unwritten rules of how to perform and act in the costume. And so my seventh grade year was my first year of being a mascot entirely, and that was really fun, a really good experience to be able to spread love and kindness and cheer on our teams. And it was definitely an adjustment. Of course, you know, it's a very hot environment. And so being able to adjust to that and being able to just see how happy the kids were and how happy even the adults were just by giving them a simple high five, handshake, it definitely almost like sparked a fire in me that wanted to do this for the rest of my life, you know, in college, hopefully professionally in the future. I would love to be able to do this and continue to spread love to the masses.
I love that. Were you the first mascot at your middle and high school?
I was the first middle school mascot, yes. But for high school, I stepped in and took it over. And after I came up as a freshman, and so being able to adjust from middle school to high school was already a pretty big adjustment. I mean, that's bigger crowds. There's, you know, a lot of like theme games and stuff like that. So I definitely had to go and get a pretty good wardrobe for my high school mascot, go to like Party City, places like that, mm-hmm. to get a lot of costumes to help, you know, connect the mascot with the students and the school and the community as a whole, doing a lot more events. And then, of course, whenever I started high school, I knew that high school was part of the path to get to college. And so I worked a lot harder, and I got a lot involved in social media and did a lot of creative things to get noticed, which that also got me noticed by Austin Peay, and that's why I'm here today. So being able to live out that dream and being able to still spread love and do it at a collegiate level and be here at Austin Peay, where it's just full of love and compassion and everybody's just a big family here, is really means a lot.
That's so fun. Do you remember a defining moment where you said, I want to do this for the rest of my life?
There was definitely a lot of events. One of the first events that I did as a mascot for my middle school was actually a camp before I even was in the middle school mascot costume. And that was a Junior Titans T-Rack camp. It was a camp led by the cheer team and the mascot team for the Tennessee Titans. And so it was like ages from like a toddler to like a young teenager, which I was like right at the age limit for that at the time, could go and learn about stuff and learn like this like really cool routine and gain a lot of experience and mentorship from their mascot team. And so of course a lot of the kids, you know, were there and just to have like a good time. And for me, I felt like, you know, this was almost like an opportunity, like an open door that I could walk through. So I was, you know, asking as many questions as possible and really trying to put that work in, even as a young seventh grader, to not only like get noticed, but to, you know, really feel how it might be at a professional level. And so I remember getting a lot of mentorship from the Tennessee Titans mascot. They gave me a lot of good advice. And after we learned the routine, the next day for the Tennessee Titans halftime show, we got out there in front of 40-something thousand fans. Oh, wow. And so running out of that tunnel in this little, like, T-Rat costume was very... it was just awesome. It was a wonderful experience. And so just seeing the roar of the crowd, even though, you know, they were just probably going to go get halftime snacks and stuff like that, but just seeing all the people in that arena and, you know, just thinking at least some of these people were looking at me, it was such a big, fueling moment to the passion for this career. From that day forward, I wanted to, you know, fill out these seats and have people look at the Gov or whatever mascot I might be professionally later in my life, just to be able to enjoy that moment and really just spread love to thousands of people.
I love that. So did you have a hard time adjusting from your high school mascot to being the Gov?
Yes, definitely. There was a lot of things that are way different, more official from college to high school. I mean, in high school, everything's pretty, you know, hometown feel. And still in Clarksville, it's a very hometown feel, but it's definitely, like, more official. Like, we have scripts for games. Like, you know, you have to plan a lot of things out, especially with, like, sponsorships and stuff like that. So definitely have to, like, pre-plan a lot. You know, now we have a gym, so I'm able to, like, go there freely and work out, which we didn't really have that option at high school. So being able to go work out in the gym and just really get keep in shape is really nice. Probably one of the biggest adjustments, though, is definitely, like, the crowd capacity. I mean, high school is, you know, pretty local. You're lucky to get, like, 100 people in the seats. But here at Austin Peay, you know, we're able to put a lot of people in these seats, and it's definitely a big crowd environment. And I love it. It's more people to interact with. It's more people to spread positivity to. It's more people to help cheer on the team. It's perfect. It's great. And one of my favorite things has been the band. GOM is just amazing. And they really bring the passion and the spirit to wherever games they're at. I know my high school band took a lot of inspiration from GOM. So a lot of the songs that GOM played, my high school was playing. So it was a very cool similarity. So as soon as I did, like, that first event with GOM, I felt like I knew all the moves to all the songs. Like, I knew I already had, like, a prepped, like, routine in my mind of these songs because I'd been doing them in high school. So that was a really cool experience, being able to interact with them. And actually at my high school, I did some conducting as the mascot, and so I know how to do a little bit of that, being, like, a little helpful drum major if I can as the governor. So anytime they ever need me, you know, I'm always more than willing to do that. It's a really fun job, and it helps build that bond between the school and the gov and the band and just the overall community.
So you talked a little bit about using the gym here. So tell us a little bit more about how you stay physically fit to be the gov, because I know it is physically demanding to be in that costume for a long time.
Yes, it definitely is. It's a lot of endurance. So you have to be ready to sweat, ready to drink a lot of water and Gatorade beforehand and after the game to refuel your body. It's definitely an adjustment. You know, treadmill, the steps is probably my favorite one to do, because obviously we're climbing up bleachers wherever we're at, and to see all these fans. So that's definitely probably a really good workout that I always tend to try to do every time I go to the gym. Running, of course, is good too. Keeps your, you know, your brain and your mind and your body pretty active. So just being able to do all that and stay hydrated is probably the key thing to being the mascot.
What do you think the Gov's personality is?
Well, outgoing, goofy, fun. Very, very good at dancing. He, you know, the Gov loves to bust a move wherever he's at. If there's music playing, he's moving. You know, he loves being around people, and the Gov definitely is a really big supporter of Austin Peay and Austin Peay Athletics. I mean, he might not be able to verbally, you know, yell and holler, but he's definitely acting it out. And you know, whether it's a bad call or it's a clutch play, you know, he's interacting and he's really showing that emotion without speaking it. So that's really good. He's very passionate, and most importantly, he loves what he's doing. You can tell it. He's having a good time, and he loves the people. So.
And he loves to bust a move with Dr. Licari.
Oh yes, definitely.
What do you think the hardest thing is about being the Gov?
That's a really good question. Being a mascot for so long, you really don't have a lot of hard things because you've almost been doing it for so long that it's pretty much like a lifestyle at this point. I've loved every minute of it. I don't think there's ever been like a really hard time to speak. I mean, there has been some bumps in the road, you know. You always worry about injury because of how many events you're doing, how busy you are, and how like active you are. I mean, being the Gov, you want to put in 110% into what you're doing, and so you definitely have to, you know, really listen to like your body, listen to your mind. You know, you gotta listen to that person in your head telling you, hey, like you might be passing out, like you gotta go take a break, drink some water. So that's. I guess that would be the hardest part. I mean, it's just trying to control everything and make sure that you're one step ahead of your health. You know, you definitely don't want to go out there and put on too much of a show and, you know, not last the full game. You know, you want to be able to balance everything out and still put on performance from the first quarter to the fourth quarter or overtime and beyond. You want to be able to put on that show and put 110% in.
Do you think you are the same or different with and without the suit, personality-wise?
I'm definitely different. I love to stay inside and relax and just enjoy the day. Of course, in the costume, I'm very just outgoing and off the wall, so to speak, just, you know, very lively. But also, if I'm, like, around people enough or like, my friends, family, they probably can definitely see that resemblance of the Gov and myself in there. But other than that, I think that there's actually like a pretty big difference. I mean, I'm very like chill and calm, just kind of like go with the flow inside, outside the costume. But inside the costume, of course, I'm, you know, interacting with everybody and having a really good time. So
are you able to tell if people are scared of the Gov? And if so, how do you handle costume fear?
Yeah, so I've definitely had my fair share of crying children and just like scared people around the Gov or around like the mascot. So it's you can definitely kind of tell. It's almost like a look that they give you where it's like, I don't know, nah, I really don't know, or please get away from me, you're scaring me. So it's you can definitely tell. The key thing that I try to do is if there's ever like a kid that's pretty on the fence about whether he wants to give me a high five or a handshake or whatever, I tend to get down on one knee, get to like their like level, like almost like eye contact, and then I never try to like go for the high five. I simply just put my hand out and let them come to me if they're comfortable. That's the biggest thing, is you want to make sure that everyone around you, the kids, the adults, whoever, they're comfortable with the Gov. The Gov's not doing too much, you know, and the Gov is just being a very helpful person for whatever the occasion is. I think one of the biggest things that makes a lot of people comfortable with the Gov is that being a mascot, being the Gov, you want to act bigger than who you are inside the costume. Whether that's movements, whether that's having a bigger heart, whatever it is, you want to interact with everybody. You want to be that friend to everybody, no matter if they're wearing APSU colors or not. You want to make sure that after your interaction with them, that they're having a better day, that they're going to remember that experience, and that they're going to be like, hey, this Gov mascot, he's awesome. He's friendly, he's amazing, and he's passionate about what he's doing. And so, you know, it only takes one hand to shake a lot of others. And so just to be able to helping hand and lend a helping hand to these people, the fans, whether that's, you know, making their day brighter, making them feel a little bit more happier than they were before I met them, you know, anything like that. You just want to be a very open person and just very, very interactive. And, you know, hugs and high fives are always the best. So I think that that's the kindness is definitely what helps the Gov seem almost magical, is because, you know, no matter who you are, the Gov is going to show you some love. So
can you tell us about your favorite memory as the Gov?
My favorite memory has got to be, oh man, let me think about that one. Hold on. That's a good question. There's a lot. Throughout the year, I definitely had a lot of memorable moments, a lot of favorite moments, and a lot of very things that I will remember for the rest of my life. Definitely one of the biggest things was going to the University of Alabama and performing there. You know, one of my biggest motivations is to go to these, you know, very big schools and put on a really big show. You know, they might not have known who the Gov was or who Austin Peay State University was before that game, but after that game, they definitely knew who the Gov was and who Austin Peay was. And that's what I want to bring to every game possible, home or away. So that experience was just awesome, being able to run on the field. The stadium was massive, and there was a lot of people there, and being able to just be with that environment was awesome, even though we were the away team. And that's why I really am looking forward to this next season, going to University of Tennessee Knoxville. Like, that's just going to be magical. I mean, that's like one of the biggest stadiums in the country. And, you know, it's probably going to be packed with a lot of very passionate fans. So I'm very excited to be in that environment and to spread love the Austin Peay way.
And you'll get to meet a live mascot.
I will. Being a mascot, you don't really have a lot of luck with dogs or just pets in general. They're either like, I don't know what's going on, or they're like in full on attack mode because it's something they don't recognize. So hopefully that'll go well. Hopefully we can get some really good photos with me and Smokey. So that'll be a really fun experience. But besides football, just overall going to nationals for the first time and competing in the open mascot division. Competing with some great mascots from, you know, Delaware and Texas and stuff like that. It was definitely a big deal. And it gave me a lot of good experience, good tips for the next coming seasons. So now, you know, we got a taste of what it's like to compete at the national level, and getting second was a very big honor. To get second in the nation, that was a really awesome thing. But there's only one way to go from here, and that's up. So, you know, we don't want silver next year, we want gold. So we definitely have a lot of motivation going into this next season, and we're looking forward to that, and really excited about that.
So do you have a mascot, mentor, or idol?
Yes, I have plenty of both, actually. Of course, being in Middle Tennessee, you have a lot of mentorship from the Titans mascot, T-Rack, the Preds mascot, Nash, the Sounds mascot, Booster, and the National Soccer Club mascot, Tempo. Those are the big four in Middle Tennessee, for sure. And we've been able to get in contact and do plenty of events in the past. And that really helps with a lot of mentorship and gives a lot of tips for the future. And honestly, those are probably my idols as well. You know, being able to learn from them is an amazing experience. And you definitely get a lot of really good insight from all four of those sports teams and their mascots. As far as like big idols go, of course you have Benny the Bull from the Chicago Bulls. He is one of the top guys in the business. I mean, he is always putting on a show, and they just have a great costume, attire, and a lot of really creative things with that. And of course, during the pandemic, he did so much work with, you know, TikTok and staying really relevant and active throughout social media, even when everybody was 6 feet apart. So I definitely took that into account when I was in high school to just be as active as I could, whether I could attend the games or not, and just be able to spread that love, no matter if it's through in person or through a screen. Another one of my biggest like idols, I guess you could say, or just one of like my like favorite mascots to look at and, you know, study from is the Memphis Grizzlies mascot, Grizz. He does a lot of really cool just skits when it comes to like professional wrestling, whether it's like jumping off of things and jumping through tables. I mean, it's really cool. It's definitely unique. And that would, you know, you never know where the Gov might be or what he might do. So, you know, catch the Gov doing whatever. It's going to be really fun.
He definitely keeps us on our toes, that's for sure.
Yes.
Do you ever walk around campus and wonder if people know that you're the mascot?
Yes and no. I love to keep the anonymous factor of it. You know, that's one of the biggest rules of being a mascot is to not say who you are or don't make it clear. So it's definitely very like stressful, you know, having to walk so far from like the car to the arena or wherever you're at with this giant bag, and you're mainly just hoping that like the kids and the people won't like notice it and kind of think about it later. But I mean, also just going on campus, walking around, going to classes, like, you know, you might see somebody that you saw at a game or something, and like, you know, like you like really like made like their day in the costume, but they have like no idea that you're like walking past them going to class. And so that's really like almost like self like satisfying, you know, to be like, hey, I might have made that person's day and they don't even know that I'm walking past them in the library or in line with them at Starbucks. You know, it's really cool.
I feel like that would be the most fun part about it. Like, you could probably be having the worst day of your life as the mascot, but once you step into that suit, you have to change your personality completely and go make other people's day.
For sure. Definitely. There is, you know, college is very different from high school, especially like academically. So, you know, finals week could be super stressful. And then at the end of the week, there might be like a game and you're like, all right, I finally get to like let all this stress and emotion out and kind of just, you know, it might be stress coming into the, like your body, you know, like you might be stressed like in your head, but that's getting poured out as this positive energy to everybody else. And that's a really cool thing about being a mascot is you can almost just like take whatever and just make it amazing, make it into a motivation, make it into, you know, more passion towards being the mascot and being the Gov. So definitely.
So what is your end goal with being a mascot?
Well, my end goal, I guess, would be, of course, to be a professional mascot. But more specifically, my end goal, whenever my years are up here at Austin Peay after I graduate and things like that, is just to almost be remembered. You know, that's the biggest thing, is you want to leave a legacy. You want to leave a lasting impact on the university. It don't really matter to me whether my actual name is remembered, but I want everyone to remember the Gov and what the Gov can do in a matter of 4 years or 5 years, depending on eligibility and stuff like that. But just, I want them to know that like, it only takes one person in one costume to create an entire culture wherever you are. You know, whatever team you're on, whatever school you're at, just to be able to know that no matter what, one person can, you know, just lead a spirit and a positive energy throughout the entire university, school, program, team, whatever. So that's definitely one thing that I want to leave here whenever I have to leave Austin Peay. I love Austin Peay, and this is definitely my home. So going into the professional mascot business, which is what I'm hoping to do, is going to be really fun. But just really focusing on what's important here and being able to, you know, make a change one high five at a time, you know, just to be able to interact and spread that love. You know, that's the biggest part about this all, is spreading love, making a positive impact on everybody around you. And so at the end of the day, I just want everybody to know that, you know, the Gov loves them as much as they love me. You know, it's always been a family thing. It's always been a partnership. It's always been love here at Austin Peay. So I definitely want to continue that and leave a lasting legacy.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on our podcast today, giving us a little glimpse of what it's like to be the mascot.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and don't forget to smile.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, Peay.
That was good.